USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden will be traveling to Brussels next week to meet with NATO leaders in his first visit to Europe since Russian President Vladimir Putin began his violent invasion of Ukraine. At the Show of Unity on March 24th, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden will reaffirm our ironclad commitment to NATO allies. His trip follows the Prime Ministers of Poland, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic heading to Kyiv as the shelling continues there in a show of support to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky despite the danger on the ground. The U.S. Producer Price Index, which tracks what American producers get paid for their goods and services on average over time, rose by just over 10% for the 12-month period ending in February, not adjusted for seasonal swings, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's a faster pace of price increases than economists had predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Britain's top court has now refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to the United States to face spying charges. The court said they refused the case because it didn't raise an arguable point of law. Assange has sought for years to avoid a trial in the U.S. on a series of charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of a huge amount of classified documents more than a decade ago. A British district judge had initially rejected the U.S. extradition request on the grounds that Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions. Jennifer Carnahan, the wife of late Minnesota Congressman Jim Hagedorn and the former chair of the Minnesota Republican Party, announced that she's running for Congress to fill the seat vacated when he died last month. She said, "I am committed to continuing my husband's legacy of fighting to secure the border, defending conservative values, safeguarding the integrity of our elections, and serving the people of Minnesota's 1st District." This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
There's a new champion in the world's most famous dog race.
The Iditarod has a new top dog. Musher Brent Sass won the 50th annual and very difficult Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race across 1,000 miles of Alaska. On Tuesday, his team of 11 dogs dashed off the Bering Sea ice through a crowd of fans in downtown Nome, Alaska. This year's event began with 49 mushers, 5 dropped out along the trail, and Mr. Sass takes home $50,000. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Art auctions saw a record year in 2021 with $17.1 billion in sales as that market continues its rapid growth in Asia and the United States, recovering from its coronavirus slump, according to the experts named Art Price. That figure marked a 60% increase from 2020 when sales were hit by the initial disruption of the COVID-19 pandemic. It was boosted by a number of big-name auctions, such as the $45 million Bocelli and the $34.9 billion Frida Kahlo sales in New York. There was also the landmark moment when digital artist Beeple sold an NFT for $69 million, the third highest figure ever paid for a living artist. And tens of millions of people are living under lockdown conditions in China as the country battles its worst COVID-19 outbreak since the early days of the pandemic, with daily cases skyrocketing from a few dozen in February to more than 7,100 today. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.